Years ago, a question came in to the church, and that question was, why doesn't the church emphasize the wearing of tassels? And so we're going to look at that answer in the sermonette today. First of all, we do see that in ancient Israel, God commanded Israel to do this over in Numbers 15 in verse 38. Numbers 15, verse 38. Speak to the children of Israel. Tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and to put a blue thread in the tassels of the corners. And so, here they were to do this throughout their generations. Now, the question is, what is a tassel? Basically, it's a bunch of loose threads or cords that are bound at one end, and then you attach them to the body, and the other end of those cords or threads are just loose. They hang free. And they're often worn on either side of the waist. Now, why did God command this? We see the reason in verse 39. And you shall have the tassel that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you may not follow the harlotry to which your own heart and your own eyes are inclined. So notice the phrase there, that you may not follow the harlotry to which your own heart and your own eyes are inclined. Israel was a physical nation without God's Spirit. We just sang a song about the fact that in the future, you know, it was that the laws of God would be in the heart. But back then, Israel was constantly drawn to these pagan cultures, pagan ideas that they saw among the Canaanites. So God gave them a reminder, a physical reminder, that when they began to look at the Canaanites and all their religious practices, that they would look down and see these tassels on their clothing. And therefore, they would remember that they need to keep God's laws and not the laws and customs over in the ancient other heathen nations. We know what history has shown us, that Israel did not heed God, even though they did wear the tassels. And they rejected God's laws. They became enchanted with the Canaanites, with their religions. On more than one occasion, God yearned for Israel that they would place his laws within their hearts. One such scripture, we won't turn there, but that's in Deuteronomy 5, verse 29. And when God said, oh, that they would have a heart in them, if they would have a heart in them to fear me and to keep my commandments. But Israel never really internalized the laws of God. I mean, they had these reminders of the tassels, but also on their doorposts, they had a little insignia of the Ten Commandments, the words, the ten words that would remind them of the laws of God. They also would carry little leather pouches in which there would be a scripture or two. Those were called phylacteries. And yet, even with all of that, they never really allowed God's laws to enter into their hearts. So what about us? What about us as members of the church? There is a difference between those of us in the church today and ancient Israel. We have God's Holy Spirit. Hence, the laws of God are now written in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. We understand that Christ died, and by his subsequent resurrection, and we are saved by his life, that Jesus Christ instituted the beginning of the new covenant, which we're all under those terms. And we all recognize that our sins have been forgiven, and upon repentance and baptism, and we receive God's Spirit, that those laws are now supposed to be in our hearts. So within the converted Christian, a converted Christian doesn't have to look down at his waist and be reminded of God's laws by looking at tassels. Rather, we find what it says over here in John 14, verse 26. John 14, verse 26. John 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom it really should be, which the Father will send in my name, it will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all the things I said to you. So for us, it is not a physical looking at tassels, but for us, it is the Holy Spirit that is in our hearts that will bring to remembrance that when we see pagan idolatry or the customs of this land, we are motivated to do something different than what we see around us. We're motivated to do God's law and follow His way of life because of His Holy Spirit. It's also interesting to note what Jesus had to say about the Pharisees and how they use these physical things. Notice Matthew 23 and verse 5. Matthew 23 and verse 5. And it was an indictment against the Pharisees because of what they emphasized in their lives. Matthew 23, verse 5, but all their works they do to be seen by men. They make large their phylacteries, or they make them broad, and enlarge the borders of their garments. Now, these phylacteries were these leather boxes that they would put scriptures in, and some had big leather pouches and others did not. But what Christ was saying, you're making them so large and you're emphasizing even these hems and tassels so that you think that the larger they are, the more righteous you are. Because the larger they are, then it would remind the Pharisee that they need to obey God more. And that they were, they appeared to be more righteous than they really were. But it boils down to they were breaking the commandments of pride. They were considering themselves better than even Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ said, look, what you're doing is you're focusing on the physical and you're not even focusing on who He was, on who Christ was as the Word of God. Now for us, there's one other thing to consider, and this is over in Romans 2, verse 28. Romans 2 and verse 28. For He is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. And here's the definition that Paul used about who a Jew was in the New Testament. A Jew is one who is inwardly. Circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. So, as a converted Christian, we are considered a Jew who's been circumcised in the heart. And it is there in the heart where the law of God resides. And we are motivated in our lives by what is in the heart of God. So that's the principle that we follow when it comes to wearing tassels. And the law in our heart should remind us regularly that we are to keep God's law. It helps us to avoid the paganism that's out there. It helps us to avoid pride. And the tassels and the phylacteries that were worn by the Jews in ancient Israel, they're now superseded by the Holy Spirit that now dwells in us. And that's why there's no need for us as converted Christians today to wear those physical things such as tassels.